This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, and follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, too, at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and keep track of all the things that are going on over there. All right, joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have the one, the only, the incomparable, Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Well, every day on this side of the South is a beautiful day.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to the Freedom Convoy, we've got to talk about the Russians and whatever in the hell it is they're up to over there, because we've seen the videos, the satellite pictures, that is, showing us the tanks lined up in battle formation, not very far off the border, ready to go. So that's a pretty ominous sign when you see that. That's number one. Number two, we also have been told that while Russia is preparing for the invasion of Ukraine, the NATO head says as the world faces a new normal in European security, a new war could break out at any time in Eastern Europe. And boy, I hope they're wrong.
I'm still going with the theory that Putin's doing this and saber-rattling to get Biden and the West to give him everything he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems to be working.
Yep.
And when things started to stall a little bit in Europe, the separatists saber-rattled a little bit over in Donbass.
Yep.
And all suddenly, Macron's got Putin talking to Biden this week. Oh, really? Well, what's Biden going to do? After he wakes up from his nap, he's going to give Putin every single thing he wants. And the situation isn't going to change along the border of Ukraine. It's just going to stay the same. Mm-hmm. Because whenever Putin wants Biden to dance, he'll move some tanks around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could he go into Ukraine? Yeah, he could. Nothing was stopping him from going in during the Olympics. Nothing was stopping him from going in whenever the hell he wants to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in place. But he doesn't have to go in because the West is going to capitulate to every single thing he wants in order to stave off violence. So he's playing the West like a fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Putin does in everything he does. He still thinks like a KGB colonel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you've got a weak United States that is already on its knees to China, Putin said, boy, you're ripe for the taking. How do I press the button to make you give me what I want?
And begging for oil, I might add. The United States is begging Russia for more oil.
Yeah. So, I mean, where are we negotiating from a position of strength? We're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a 180 from when Donald Trump was in office.
Sure.
He said, we're going to keep not only the sanctions on, but we'll put things in Europe. We don't care. We're going to, you know, yeah, let's see if we can't get Ukraine into NATO. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I'm still going with the theory that Putin's playing Biden like a fiddle.
Well, that's probably true. By the way, George is saying good morning to us.
Good morning, Mr. George.
And the other thing is that when it comes time for playing fiddles and whatnot, we have to understand that oil is also part of the equation here because of the fact that oil has dropped in price. And, of course, we can't keep paying these exorbitant prices. Gasoline, let's see, $2.67 a gallon at the refinery. Diesel, $2.78 a gallon at the refinery. A one-year forecast oil per barrel, $1.04, down $3 from what it was on Monday. And West Texas is down to $91.07. That's down about $4, $5 from Saturday. And the same for Brent crude, which is down to $93.54.
No, I don't put anything past the Biden administration for screwing things up. You know, they want to force this climate change agenda on the United States, and they'd like to keep crisis in play. So I don't doubt that we'll see $4 a gallon gas like we did during the Obama administration at some point before Biden leaves office.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as oil is concerned and the marketplace is concerned,
mm-hmm.
look at what the agreement that Russia and China just shook hands on over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
opening up markets to Russia. Who's no idiot?
All righty. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what Eric just said in the chat room.
You
so,
found it.
We'll be
those
right back.
Listen to a radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it there, Frank. And by the way, it's amazing to me how Moss Nissan gets customers from all over the place, including the Panhandle where Frank's at, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And yep, you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service because they are the home, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors get a great deal on a vehicle. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You just can't beat the selection. They've got several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles with the colors and accessories that you might want. By the way, clean trade-ins, oh boy, they're commanding an exceptional value. If your car is in good shape, it could be worth 35 to 37% more than what it shows it's worth in the Blue Book, just that way. So take advantage of the value of your car, upgrade your ride now, and check them out. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. Locations in Crystal River, flagship store in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, they're building a brand new Moss dealership in Brooksville, right there on US 50, just west of the toll road. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the business. And oh, by the way, Newport Richey, the flagship store, is about 40 minutes north of downtown Tampa, right up the Veterans Expressway, and you get off at 54 and go west. Drives you right to the front door. You can save thousands on your car purchase there in Newport Richey. All right, back to Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
You know,
this is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening.
Thank you, Frank.
Boy, he's a Budinsky.
He's a popular guy. I'm telling you, just can't get over anywhere. Well, you know, let's talk about the Freedom Convoy, because you and I've been a trucker most of my adult life. Started that way, supplemented my income in the fire service. My wife ran my business for me when I was on duty. She and I did a lot of things together. I helped her get her driver's license. She became a damn good driver, and we did a lot of husband-wife stuff back in the day when we had 24 on and 24 off, and then we got bored. It went to 24 on and 48 off, and that made it a little bit easier to do what we did. But we've got something called the People's Convoy, which is going to be firing up February the 23rd from the Adelanto Stadium in Southern California, which is over by San Bernardino. And this has already got, from my understanding, a commitment of 1,000 trucks to be in it.
I love it, and I hope it grows. I think it will as it goes across the country.
Yep.
Until they get outside of D.C. to what I'm going to start terming as an undisclosed location.
Correct.
You know, if the government could use that term, we should use it too. The truckers are going to amass at an undisclosed location outside of Washington, D.C.
Yep.
And make a point. You know, this is the same point they were making up in Canada. We, you know, you work for us. We don't work for you. You're seated by the grace of the people of the United States. And we've made it very clear that we're tired of being treated like serfs.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the Hunger Games, where if you live in Capital City, you get everything and everybody else lives in District 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you see this giant parade of Americans making way to Washington, D.C., show your support for them, because they're going there for you. And then one thing, I believe that the truckers should get this narrative out there as fast as they can and stomp on it while they're delivering their message, is if you think that it's going to be okay to do what the Canadians did by coming in and arresting the truck drivers, understand that if you start arresting these people, the shelves that are now bare in the stores stay that way, because truckers bring things to the stores. If it's not for them, the shelves stay bare.
Mm-hmm.
So if the authorities want to play heavy-handed and start arresting people like January 6th and calling truckers criminals, they've got the power to make this place look more like Venezuela than the Biden administration does at the stores. So let's not do something stupid in Washington. Let's not do something stupid, politicians, by starting to manhandle the truckers, because they could make your next election look like a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
Because all they have to do is tell the truth.
Yep.
You people are the ones that stop people from being able to get food in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good platform to go into the election with.
They are also the ones that created the backup at the ports, and the truckers know it.
Absolutely. And everything that's happening when it comes to being able to thrive the way that we did before this moron got into office is lays at the feet of the Biden administration and his puppet masters.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for a backup at the ports anymore. This could have been over in less than a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they didn't do everything they could to alleviate something that was created by the government through the draconian regulations under COVID,
mm-hmm.
which now we're understanding. Well, we got to live with it now, so who knows? As the states lift mask mandates and lift vaccination mandates and lift all these mandates before going into an election season, while idiot Biden goes, well, let's just keep the emergency going on the COVID thing.
Now, by the way, we are going to have some drivers riding along, and we're going to be technically riding shotgun via the telephone with these drivers. Plus, we got a driver that's going to be along the route that's going to be picked up by the convoy in Indianapolis when they go through there on the 2nd and 3rd of March, because that's all is going to culminate on Saturday the 5th in D.C. in the Beltway area, getting ready for Joe Biden's speech. But if you want to find out more about this, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to the peoplesconvoy.org. I gave them the wrong website before. I said .com. It's the peoplesconvoy.org. That's www.thepeoplesconvoy.org. That's how you can find out all about this, and you can find out more about the route, what's going on. It's going to be a peaceful, law-abiding convoy, and they hope to see America there to help them out along the way.
Yeah, and the chief word there is peaceful. In the United States, this redress of government is protected by the First Amendment, and that our government is putting up fences and razor wire around the Capitol right now.
Again.
Because people are, yeah, again, are telling them that we're coming to protest something, and it's within our First Amendment right.
Mm-hmm.
Why do the cowards of Congress have to protect themselves against people who are coming to redress government when it is an inalienable right of, held under the First Amendment to the Constitution?
Remember who's in charge of the apple up there. It's Nancy.
Yeah. I mean, this is every single time they do something where they know they're going to get a protest now, the razor wire goes up.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the Soviet Union. It's not Cuba. It's not Venezuela. It's not China. It's the United States. And if these cowards have to put razor wire up every single time they do something that the American people in mass say, you shouldn't be doing that, then we don't live in the United States anymore.
Well, you and I both,
these people out.
You and I both know that, and I can remember some of these, the Teamsters Union that went out on some of the strikes, and the independent strikes, which got a little bit rough because the produce haulers wanted more money to haul the produce and whatnot, which they got. But the guys running back home with their one-way deliveries with their back doors wide open so they could see they were empty, because they were, the union guys were grabbing guys out of their truck and beating up on them, saying, hey, man, we're going to teach you a lesson. You're going to do what we tell you, because that's the way it worked years ago.
Well, and here's where the rubber meets the road. You've got truckers. Most of them have to be unions. Some are independent. Will the unions back them up?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That one's out. We'll talk. Can you stick around?
You bet.
All right, we'll talk about it, Frank and I, when we come back. I'm not sure that the union would back them up, but then again, because the union leaders are in bed with Joe Biden. But the rank and file, I do believe, would be with the drivers. Now, that's my opinion. You want to call? Give us a call and tell us what you think.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sunday night, the White House confirmed President Biden has agreed in principle to hold a summit with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, provided Russia does not invade Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Vladimir Putin and Biden to attend a summit at de-escalating the Ukraine crisis. Details will be ironed out on Thursday. Ottawa police have cleared out the remaining Freedom Convoy demonstrators on Sunday, ending a 24-day occupation of the city's protest. A total of 191 protesters were arrested and 57 vehicles were towed since Friday. The protest lasted 24 days. Many have called Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's actions fascist. Every third Monday in February is designated as President's Day, a federal holiday originally established in 1885 and is generally seen as a day to celebrate all presidents. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I personally have been taking for going on 7 years. Yep, 7 years. Now, I take it because of the problem that I've had with my left leg and ankle and foot, which not only swells up and gets inflamed and all that good stuff, but I also have amount of pain with it that goes like right up my leg, right into my hip and then my back, and oh boy, here we go. You know how that works. So I take the Relief Factor, and it works. So I can tell you it works. I keep it in my system. I've taken it every day for 7 years. Now, when I do start to have some problems and it starts to pain up on me, then I will take an extra dosage. No big deal. You can actually take it up to 3 times a day and it won't hurt you. So I'll take it a second time if I have to. But because of the all-natural ingredients that are in the Relief Factor, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it does what it's supposed to. It reduces your inflammation, the swelling you have, lowers or eliminates the pain by going right straight to the source of the problem. And the best part is, it's 100% drug-free. You heard me right. Now, 100% botanical and fish oil product too, which is stuff that's good for you. Your body needs to have it, and you're taking something that's good for you. So, $19.95 is all it costs to get started. That's the 3-week quick start. 1995. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. After all you have to lose is pain. And if you don't want it after the third week, tell them you don't want it. Works that simple. No clubs to join. No extra charges, no hidden nothing. $19.95, and you're in Life Plan, plus shipping and handling. Okay, Frank Silvato, managing editor, of UndergroundUSA.com. You know something? How many years did you do that other thing, sir?
New Media Journal, hell, was from 1998 until about 2018.
So it was 20 years.
19.
And I knew you that whole time. And we did, we had soul habits, right? They die hard, don't they?
Well, you know, this is, you know, it worked well. Mm-hmm. We were at one point in time, we were in mm-hmm. the top 1% of all news organizations around the world.
Yes, you were. And,
you know,
Bill O'Reilly to boot.
This is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what social media in the Silicon Valley could do to you if they want to destroy you. Mm-hmm. We were saying things that other people weren't saying, and Google decided you're doing hate. We were trying to define what jihad was,
mm-hmm.
so people understood that there was a violent nature to it, along with the peaceful ideological definition to that. Google said, that's hate speech. And they expunged us from Google News, and they pushed us down in the rankings, and then Facebook finally said, that's enough of you, and we were silenced and crippled to the point where we had to let it die and move on to something else. So don't underestimate what Silicon Valley could do to an information source, which is another reason why I'm asking people, don't depend on seeing things on Facebook and Twitter and everything else. Go over to undergroundusa.com, sign up for the mail-out,
mm-hmm.
which comes out every single time we do something new over there, so we've got a direct pipeline to you that they can't interfere with.
Mm-hmm.
It's important going into these midterms in the next election, because these guys are going to ramp it up again, and they're going to try to expunge people.
Yeah, and let's talk about this Freedom Convoy again from the confines of what we were talking about during the break. I'm a Teamster. I'm a retired Teamster. My book's closed. And I was a Teamster not because I was a driver, although I did use it for that, but because when we became firefighters years ago, we weren't IFF. We were Teamsters. That's what our union was where I was at.
Yeah, when I did fire inspections after my active career down at McCormick Place in Chicago, we had to be Teamsters.
Yeah, but then, of course, they changed it down the line because I actually had two pensions. I had one from the Teamsters that I couldn't touch until age 70, and then I had the one from the fire service, which is what I got because I got injured on the job, and I never looked back. But anyway, going back to what we were saying, I do not believe that the rank-and-file Teamsters are going to interfere or interject with these drivers at all. However, the upper-level management, Carl Schaitberger, I'm being polite, will do it something totally different because he's in bed. He is in bed with the Biden administration, and so aren't those other clowns over there in the upper hierarchy.
Well, what we're seeing is it is a mirror of what's happening throughout the country. You've got an elite class, which is in power in Washington right now,
mm-hmm.
and you have the rank-and-file American citizenry who are saying, we don't like the way the country's being run right now. Mm-hmm. We don't like the direction it's going in. We don't like what you've done to energy prices. We don't like what you've done to national security.
Nope.
We don't like the fact that you've diminished us around the world and that we have to bow to China and Russia and any other tin pot dictator who decides to call us racists and genderphobic and xenophobic. We don't like it.
Nope.
And the people who look at the power saying, well, we don't care. We're going to do whatever we want. Because we lied enough to you to get elected to office to make sure that we could do whatever we want. That's not the way the United States is supposed to work.
Mm-mm. No,
they're supposed to represent the people. That's what the entire setup is about, is representing the will of the people and the will of the states. And we're seeing the same thing with the unions. National unions are going to, they may give some lip service to this, but they're not going to support this. They're not going to support any convoy going to Washington because they are, as you said, in bed with the Biden administration and the deep state, the bureaucracy, and everybody else there. But the rank and file people, the locals, I just don't see them not supporting these guys. If they do, I don't know what to tell the union leadership and the locals. You're going to lose people left and right.
Yep, they'll be gone because they've already had enough trouble, and they'll be gone again, and that'll take care of that. Now, look, the MSNM, the mainstream news media, is trying to hide this new bombshell court filing by special counsel John Durham, saying that the Clinton campaign paid a company to access servers belonging to the Trump Tower and the executive office of the president, trying to set up a narrative linking then-President Trump to Russia. And, of course, we do know that all that's true. By the way, where's Javier Becerra when you need him?
No, he's not going to be anywhere. He's hiding. He's probably with Buttigieg.
Yeah.
You know, who's still hiding underneath his desk while the supply chain issue continues. You know, don't count on any cabinet member to do anything for the next 2.5 years. They were promised positions to deliver votes, and that's it. Now they're on vacation until the next election. You know, that's it. And as far as Hillary's concerned, don't think that the State Department, blinking and nod, and everybody over in the White House aren't purposely thumping this drum of Ukraine and Russia to make sure that Hillary stays out of the headline cycle.
Sure.
You know, the Clinton media machine is firing on all cylinders to make sure that Hillary Clinton... Well, she's retired, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
This little old lady doesn't do anything but go out and garden and pick petunias.
You know something? I was watching her video yesterday they did of her. She looks 80 years old. She's got huge rings under her eyes right now. And back just 4 years ago, she looked a lot younger.
Let me ask you this. If she was viable for a political office, do you think they would allow those images to be out there?
No. They'd have her covered up in makeup. You think she would paint it with a paintbrush?
Absolutely. She'd make Nancy Pelosi look old, and we know that Nancy Pelosi looks like she's, what, 18?
Yeah.
She's been stretched tighter than a snare drum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, they need to make Hillary Clinton look old and frail and has been. How could we ever put this public servant in jail because she was just a thieving criminal throughout her career? We can't do that.
Yeah.
And then Joe will pardon her. If anything happens and she gets indicted and convicted, Joe will pardon her.
You're right. Okay, Mr. Frank, we will talk to you on Friday. Thanks a lot for sticking around, and enjoy the day off up there, if that's what you're doing.
Absolutely. Stay low, I said.
All right, thank you. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com is the website. He's got a podcast over there. He's got that sign-up sheet. You can go over there and get all the articles that he writes, and stay informed. I do. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
By the way, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us right now. And good morning, Mr. Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, America.
Let me throw a name by you that I guarantee you half the audience probably knows, but the other half doesn't. How about Austin Cindric?
Austin Cindric, 23-year-old young man, wins NASCAR Cup Series, and God bless him, with the wonderful Daytona 500 win. You know, it's rookie season for this kid. You know, he's had some great success in the Xfinity Racing Series, and now he has this one, so God bless him. Very happy for the young man.
Yep, number two car, so keep your eyes on number two this year in the next NASCAR.
Well, we'll see. You know, that'll be interesting. Mr. Penske, 85 years old yesterday, gets to witness,
his birthday.
He's done it on his birthday. Yep. Pretty cool, man.
Well, you bet.
Real happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Hendrick Motorsports, they signed Elliott to a 5-year extension.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
I tell you, and I know some of the audience likes golf. So Joaquin Niemann notched the win yesterday at the Genesis Invitational down there in L.A. that Tiger Woods puts on and puts together. And very, very interesting. He's the fourth ever to go wire-to-wire. Very tough to do in today's golf game with all the players and all the competition. So very, very congratulations to him. You know, very interesting thing, Captain, the scouting combine. They're talking about a lot of these players aren't going to show up because they don't want to be mandated where they can go, who they can talk to.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll tell you, there's power in numbers. This one, you know, I understand. Again, time and place. If you do it properly, I have no problem with protesting and boycotting things. But do it properly and for the right reasons, you know. So that's why I'm curious to see what's going to happen there. Very weird yesterday in college basketball, Captain. The Michigan head coach, Juwan Howard, with Michigan, one of the, you know, Fabby Four back in the day. Wisconsin, you know, was working on some things at the end of the game and called some timeouts. And they were winning 75 to 60 at the time. So the game was pretty much over. But the coach wanted to work on some things and talk to his players and tell them, hey, you know, you play it all out and want to put a couple kids in to get some experience. Well, Howard didn't like it. And he had one of the assistant coaches after the game when they're doing the handshake at the end. You know, hey, I might not like what you do, Captain. I'll shake your hand and look you in the eye and say, man, did you really have to do that? And explain why. But to throw a punch at you or slap you? Come on. There's no need for that. So there'll be some ramifications for that.
There should be.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no need for that. Now, I don't mind shaking your hand real hard and saying, hey, well, you know, what was that about, friend? That's okay. that's about it.
I did that to a mutual friend of ours when I first met him.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, that's how you have to handle it, like a man, you know. And then if it gets more than that, you got to take care of business. But you try not to escalate the situation, obviously. There's any hockey fans out there, Manchester United won against Leeds in an epic clash. Little football, or as we say here in America, soccer.
Yeah.
Manchester United owned by the Glazer family, and they also own the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So for all the Tampa Bay audience that follows soccer and obviously loves the Bucs, they obviously follow Manchester too now. So do a little shout-out for them in that department. So. And the Olympics ended yesterday, so, you know, that was an interesting Olympics, to say the least.
I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It shouldn't have been held there, Captain.
I don't care. We never should have gone.
No, exactly. And we can't have double standards anymore. Okay, we have to stop the hypocrisy in life and in sports. And I know you talk about that on the show all the
right,
time.
Right.
That's why it's awesome.
What about baseball? Good Lord.
I was going to say, man, are these guys going to wake up? Millionaires fighting billionaires, you know, and vice versa. You know, I just wish these guys would understand, Captain. You know, a lot of other people's, you know, livelihoods depend on the spring training.
Well, sure.
Depend on this. And, you know, that doesn't mean that you're responsible, but I would sure hope you think about it a little bit. You know, and if we're talking over pennies, come on. Well, at the end of the day, does it really matter when we're talking, you know, this amount? Both sides just need to come to an agreement and realize they're very blessed, very fortunate to be in the position they are in. And you don't want to lose your fan support again. You know, be very careful. College baseball right now has a heck of an opportunity.
Boy, do they.
He finds himself and makes some things happen. So
yep.
MLB, wake up now.
Mm-hmm.
So I sure hope they come to a conclusion here. I mean, I personally think 162 games is too many anyway, Cap.
I did, too. I kind of like the way it used to be, 148 or 154.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. I think they could get by with 144 games. You have so many teams. There's only so much talent, only so much pitching and so much hitting out there before the game gets diluted and it's not enjoyable. So hopefully that will be, you know, talked about in the future more. And the records, you can figure out the records, you know, and who's the best and who isn't and who should be in the Hall of Fame. But it's very simple to take care of.
Well, one last thing here before we have to part. I do understand that, you know, baseball is, it was America's pastime, was America's sport. It's been surpassed, believe it or not, by football. That's the number one sport in America right now. But for those of us that still like baseball, take a little trip to Cooperstown in New York, up off U.S. Route 20, west of Albany and east of Utica. Take a little trip up there to Cooperstown and see what baseball was and see what some of the salaries were that those guys were getting when they played it for the love of the game, not for the love of the money.
Amen, Captain. Very good point. You know, that's the thing that needs to be addressed. You know, I remember, you know, football players making, you know, $50,000 a year and a teacher making $20,000. Okay, now you have a teacher making $50,000 and an average ball player making, you know, $1 million. That's a heck of a discrepancy that really needs to be addressed and looked at. We got to start looking at that in this country also and taking care of each other.
Yeah, and then they pay the minor leaguers pennies on a game.
Yeah. Exactly. Come
Jeez.
On. Let's take care of, you know, everybody. So they need to work all this out, and I pray and hope they will. And
will we see you tomorrow, friend?
No, sir, I can't. I have a seminar I have to do, but maybe next Tuesday.
Bring your seminar with you.
No, I could. I wish that could. Well, God bless you and the audience, and I will talk to you Friday morning.
Yes, you will. Thank you very much. Okay, Patrick Hyland, everybody, from the Sports Zone. He is the Sports Zone quarterback, and you can go over there to the Sports Zone and see what it is that he does with his sports show that he has. And, of course, his name is spelled just the way it sounds, Hyland, L-A-N-D, and on the last four. And he's also got a Facebook page, and you can find out more there. Get his number and check him out, and I'm sure he can help you like he's done many other people. Okay, Fred in Port Lauderdale sent me a message, and I'm just now going to read it. He says, Joe Biden is using the oldest trick in the book by talking tough at home and shaking in his boots when he meets with Putin. Remember Yasser Arafat when he spoke to his people in their native tongue, and then talked peace in English, that language, when sending a message to the world. Well, I do remember that, but who knows what else I remember. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I can't give you really my name right now. I'm not authorized to speak. I'm calling from St. Pete, Florida.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, has anybody called in, and I'm not sure if this is of concern to you or not, there's a national shortage of blood collection tubes.
Of what tubes?
Blood collection?
No, I haven't heard that.
Okay, is this the captain?
Yeah, but we're going off the air right now, so I got to let you go. Hold on, I'll talk to you off the air. Hold on. All right, folks. I'll take that caller off the air, but I got to let you go. And today, you have yourself a great day. I know it's a holiday. God bless America. And I'll see you all tonight on the Radio. Don't go anywhere.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.